Hello, welcome to Eternal Good News. This is Germaine. We begin reading at John chapter 13. Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come that he should depart from this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. And supper being ended, the devil having already put it into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him. Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God, rose from supper and laid aside his garments, took a towel, and girded himself. After that he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet, and to wipe them with the towel with which he was girded. Then he came to Simon Peter, and Peter said to him, "Lord, are you washing my feet?" Jesus answered and said to him, "What I am doing you do not understand now, but you will know after this." Peter said to him, "You shall never wash my feet." Jesus answered him, "If I do not wash you, you have no part with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." Jesus said to him, "He who is bathed needs only to wash his feet, but is completely clean, and you are clean, but not all of you." For he knew who would betray him. Therefore he said, "You are not all clean." So when he had washed their feet, taken his garments, and sat down again, he said to them, "Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you say well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. Most assuredly, I say to you, a servant is not greater than his master, nor is he who is sent greater than he who sent him. If you know these things, happy are you if you do them. I do not speak concerning all of you. I know whom I have chosen. But that the scripture may be fulfilled, he who eats bread with me has lifted up his heel against me. Now I tell you before it comes, that when it does come to pass, you may believe that I am. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who receives whomever I send receives me. And he who receives me receives him who sent me." When Jesus had said these things, he was troubled in spirit and testified and said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, one of you will betray me." Then the disciples looked at one another, perplexed about whom he spoke. Now there was leaning on Jesus' bosom one of his disciples, whom Jesus loved. Simon Peter therefore motioned to him to ask who it was of whom he spoke. Then leaning back on Jesus' breast, he said to him, "Lord, who is it?" Jesus answered, "It is he to whom I shall give a piece of bread when I have dipped it." And having dipped the bread, he gave it to Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon. Now after the piece of bread, Satan entered him. Then Jesus said to him, "What you do, do quickly." But no one at the table knew for what reason he said this to him. For some thought, because Judas had the money box, that Jesus had said to him, "Buy those things we need for the feast," or that he should give something to the poor. Having received the piece of bread, He then went out immediately, and it was night. So when he had gone out, Jesus said, Now the Son of Man is glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and glorify him immediately. John chapter 13, verses 1 through 32. The disciples of Jesus were in an upper room with Jesus for the Last Supper. None of them did the work of a servant by washing the feet of the others. You see, they wore sandals. The dusty roads made their feet dirty. Their feet needed washing. All of them ate supper with dirty feet. No one acted as a servant. They were concerned with who would be the greatest in the kingdom of Messiah. After supper, Jesus got up and washed their feet. Jesus served his disciples. He even washed the feet of Judas, who was betraying him. Jesus is the servant of Yehovah that was foretold in Isaiah chapters 42 through 53. Jesus gave his disciples an example of service. He taught them to serve others. The greatest in the kingdom of Messiah is the one who serves. Jesus said, If you know these things, happy are you if you do them. John chapter 13, verse 17. Jesus told his disciples that one of them would betray him. Jesus even showed John and Peter that it would be Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon, who would betray him. Jesus said, Now I tell you before it comes, that when it does come to pass, you may believe that I am. John chapter 13, verse 19. That Jesus foretold future events before they happened was evidence to his disciples that he is the prophet from God. That Jesus is whom he claimed to be, I am. The betrayal of Messiah by Judas had been foretold in the Bible in the 41st Psalm, verse 9. And in the book of Zechariah, chapter 11, verses 12 and 13. Listen to the 41st Psalm, verse 9. Even my own familiar friend in whom I trusted, who ate my bread, has lifted up his heel against me. Psalm chapter 41, verse 9. Yes, the betrayal was foretold in the book of Psalms, about 1,000 years ahead of time. Let us turn now to the Bible, to the prophet Zechariah. Listen to Zechariah chapter 11, beginning at verse 12. Then I said to them, If it is agreeable to you, give me my wages, and if not, refrain. So they weighed out my wages 30 pieces of silver. And the Lord said to me, Throw it to the potter. That princely price they set on me. So I took the 30 pieces of silver and threw them into the house of the Lord for the potter. Zechariah chapter 11, verses 12 and 13. Zechariah the prophet wrote that about 500 years before it happened. So then Jesus told his disciples that he would be betrayed by Judas. Jesus wanted them to know about it before it happened. This prophecy was evidence to the disciples when they saw the fulfillment. They knew that Jesus is the prophet from God. Jesus had said, Now I tell you before it comes, that when it does come to pass, you may believe that I am. John chapter 13, verse 19. Yes, the disciples had proof and could believe that Jesus is I am. Will you believe that Jesus is I am? Will you believe that Jesus is deity, the Son of God? You need to. Jesus said in John chapter 8, verse 24, Therefore I said to you that you will die in your sins. For if you do not believe that I am, you will die in your sins. John chapter 8, verse 24. If you do not believe that Jesus is I am, you will die in your sins. What will happen if you die in your sins? Listen to John chapter 8, verse 21. Then Jesus said to them again, I am going away, and you will seek me, and you will die in your sins. Where I go, you cannot come. John chapter 8, verse 21. If you die in your sins, you will not be allowed to go to heaven to where Jesus is, but rather you'll go to hell. If you do not believe that Jesus is I am, you will die in your sins and not go to heaven. Moses asked God at the burning bush what he should tell the people of Israel when they ask the name of God who sent Moses. Listen to Exodus chapter 3, verse 14. And God said to Moses, I am who I am. And he said, thus you shall say to the children of Israel, I am has sent me to you. Exodus chapter 3, verse 14. When Jesus said that it was necessary for us to believe that Jesus is I am, he was giving the name of deity. It is essential for us to believe in the deity of Jesus Messiah, Yeshua HaMashiach, the virgin-born Son of God, I am. Will you believe? Your eternal life depends upon your faith in Jesus. The good news is that Jesus Messiah died for our sins according to the Scripture. He was buried. He rose the third day according to the Scriptures. Only Jesus died for our sins, was buried and resurrected. Jesus said, he who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. Mark chapter 16, verse 16. Yes, you need to believe and be baptized, immersed. You need also to repent, to turn away from sin, and turn to the Word of God. On the day of judgment, you will stand before the judge, Jesus Messiah. Yes, you will meet Jesus Messiah face to face on the day of judgment. Listen to Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Repent, and let every one of you be baptized, immersed, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission, for the forgiveness of sins. You shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 2, verse 38. And now why are you waiting? Arise and be baptized, immersed, and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord. Acts chapter 22, verse 16. Please write to me. I would like to send you a free book, Origin of the Cosmos. You can also request a free Bible, a free Bible course, or a free English improvement course. Write to Congregation of Messiah, Box 5333, Edmond, Oklahoma, Postal Index Zip Code 73083, United States of America. That is Box 5333. Edmond is spelled E-D-M-O-N-D. Oklahoma is abbreviated OK. The zip code is 73083, United States of America. Thank you for being with me. Welcome back next time. This is Jermaine Lockwood. Have a good eternity.
Softly and tenderly Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me. On the portals he's waiting and watching, watching for you and for me. Come home, come home, ye who are weary, come home. Is calling, calling, oh sinner, come home. Why should we tarry when Jesus is pleading, pleading for you?